Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we hear from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. It's a very special edition of the programme this week. We're in San Francisco for the latest leg of the exhibition of Annie Leibovitz's Women, New Portraits. Also launching in the city on this stop was a series of UBS-sponsored talks on women in society, featuring insights from the likes of Annie herself, from Gloria Steinem and others. We'll be hearing from the panel, from the moderator, Marcia Askins of UBS America, and we'll take a good look around the exhibition too. Through 2016, UBS will present Women for Women, the talks programme highlighting important issues as they affect women. Launching in San Francisco, these events accompany the exhibition tour and will address topics of global relevance to women's rights. Marcia Askins is Chief Communications Officer for UBS America and was moderating the first talk. When it comes to Annie Leibovitz's work, why this person and this project for UBS? Marcia explains.
For Annie in particular, I mean, we believe in bringing the best to our clients, and she's certainly the best in her field. So we felt that was important. So the initial engagement with her was actually around the relaunch of our brand campaign, which was all about real people, about being human, and again, that intersection of what our clients really want and how we can help them achieve their life goals. And so in dealing with Annie and engaging with her for that campaign, we had a conversation with her, and she said that she really wanted to expand upon and continue her 1999 project of women, photographs of women that she started with Susan Sontag. So it was an incredible opportunity for us. Again, this is not our exhibition, it's hers, and so we're so grateful. And you saw today how it is just inspiring conversations, inspiring not only women, but women and men, both from the artistic talent that she brings to it, but also women behind the images and their stories and how powerful they are.
Next, we hear from Annie Leibovitz herself. What has she learned about women through the course of this second project?
Oh my goodness. What have I not learned? I think what's quite interesting, because I was asked about, is there a difference between the work from 1999 till now? And I was just looking at those pictures of Shonda Rhimes and Kathleen Kennedy, and there is a kind of it is what you were saying. One of you were saying earlier, there is it's happened. I mean, Kathleen Kennedy is sitting there and totally confident, and there's a new. It's not really a new kind of photograph, but it's really she's totally herself, and there's a confidence, and there's a strength, and you know, it's not about what kind of dress you're wearing or how your hair is done, or you know, it's just that she is so herself, and it's just such a straightforward. There's a confidence now that is coming forth in these portraits of women that, you know, I wish I had something to do with, but I don't. I'm just recording what I see. I'm doing history, and I see it. I see it coming forth. It's I love Sheryl Sandberg. Just she came and sat down wearing a leather skirt. Very sexy, sits down, folds her legs under, on the chair, you know, very engaging, very aware of her sexuality, and the leather skirt was incredible, and everything, very engaging, but what the hell, she's the CEO, you know, of Facebook, and she's totally comfortable with herself, and I said, there is this is going on right now. This, you know, normally they would come in, put the skirt down, put, you know, across the legs, you know, there's a comfort about ourselves now, which is really wonderful to witness, really powerful.
The Women on Women Talks program, which kicked off in San Francisco with Annie sharing the stage with Gloria Steinem, is a conversation taking place following last year's release of Gloria's memoir, My Life on the Road, which follows her role in the global movement towards equality over the last 50 years. We caught up with Gloria at the event and asked her about the work, first of all. The photographs depict women very much in their element. How does Gloria interpret the narrative of the images?
Annie has a gift for telling us in one photograph that this is a unique person who has a whole novel of a life. That is a huge difference from the way women's bodies are usually used as decorations. These are such diverse women with such clear, complicated, inspiring, tragic, every adjective possible story, that I think it makes it clear, ultimately, that we're all human beings, that gender is a construct, race is a construct. Each of us is a unique human being. And somehow Annie is able to capture that in each individual photograph, and also to let you know it's her photograph. I don't know how she does that. It's magic. But each one to me is like a view into a novel.
The photographs are clear statements of who these women are. Is this suggestive of perhaps how Gloria Steinem came into the women's movement in the first place? That it was the obvious statement of who she was? Well, yes and no, she told us.
Well, it just made sense, but it took a very long time because there was no women's movement when I was growing up. So I always knew that there was something not quite right, but I thought I had to pretend to go along with the system. It was really, you can't do it by yourself. So it was really other women who were questioning the structure and saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, that made me know that I was not crazy, the system is crazy.
Gloria Steinem. Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll hear from some more of UBS's people about why contemporary art, and in particular this association with Annie Leibovitz, is so important. Plus, we'll also get more insights from the woman herself. Johan Jervo is the Chief Marketing Officer at UBS. Before we hear about the exhibition, he was eager to point out how important it is in a week that's been so challenging with the events in Brussels to focus on projects, work and ideas like Women New Portraits that have so much that is profoundly positive to say.
I'm grateful that I get to introduce, you know, exhibition and the work of Annie that celebrates progress and opportunity in life, especially in the light of what happened in Brussels.
We asked Johan to go on and explain how contemporary art fits into UBS's worldview.
UBS and contemporary art has a 50-year history. We are, if not one of the biggest art collections corporate in the contemporary world. We have 35,000 pieces of art, many of them blue chip. The importance is that we are not a collector, we're not a trader. You could argue, why are we doing that? And I think the interesting part about contemporary art, architecture and design, and I have to say design as I'm Danish, is that contemporary art really pushes a status quo. It really questions some of the established thought. And I think that's important as you're trying to understand the world, and particularly some of the financial questions.
We also asked Marcia Askins to give us her take on UBS's commitment to the arts. Just why is it so important in her view?
Art is important to our clients. And so it's definitely a connection that we have with our clients. It's something that we have a rich history in. We've had one of the premier art collections, corporate art collections in the world for the last 50 years. So we have an expertise there. Our clients are also experts in the art world, or they are interested in it. And so we can come together and share that passion with our clients and share our expertise with them as well.
Now, this is very much a global exhibition. How does it change around the world? Here's Johan again.
If you have had the time today to see Annie, this is a living exhibition. Some of the pictures that she doesn't like will be hanged off or hanged up. She's taking new photos as we're speaking in each of those stops. It's a growing work in progress, and it's really telling that global, international story. Now, all the cities are what I would call world cities. Right. We started in London, went to Tokyo, we're now in San Francisco, Hong Kong, Singapore, Istanbul, Mexico City, Frankfurt, New York, and Zurich are still to come. And those cities are cities that really are attracting a global audience to live and work, and that's where innovation happens, that's where change of society happens. And I think when you look at an exhibition like this that celebrates progress and celebrates life, those are the right cities.
Johan Jervo. More from Annie Leibovitz next. Annie's most enduringly popular series of photographs, Women, was published back in 1999. The new show which we're discussing reflects the changes in the roles of women today. In addition to new photographs, the exhibition includes work from that original series, as well as other photographs taken since. Annie led a walk through the Crissy Field space and talked in a little more detail about the genesis of the work.
So this idea with Susan Sontag from 1999, it was, I thought it was a bad idea. I was really reluctant because I just thought, this is just too big. This is too broad of a subject. This is too big of an idea. And it's like going out to photograph the ocean or the sea. I just didn't see it. I think that was the big surprise from the 99 project is we were looking at ourselves almost, you know, for the first time. It was a surprise. The diversity in that original project, there school teachers, coal miners, farmers, soldiers. I mean, I think I was using August Sonder as a kind of a model. So many walks of life.
Annie Leibovitz also took the opportunity to explain a little bit about why the exhibition was staged at the Presidio's Crissy Field in San Francisco.
I went to school here at the San Francisco Art Institute. I was a painting major, and I took a night class in photography and ended up working for Rolling Stone while I was still going to school. But I did finish school. I did get my BFA from the Art Institute. And I had the dream life, you know, working for Rolling Stone, living in San Francisco, and then Rolling Stone moved to New York in 1978, and I moved with it. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm gonna go to New York for a year. And of course, that didn't happen. I've been trying to come back here ever since 1978.
Annie Leibovitz there. And that is almost all we have time for on today's programme. But let's hear finally from Gloria Steinem again. Gloria closed out the Women for Women talk with a possibly slightly tongue-in-cheek request.
You're going to meet all these great women in the photographs, but while you're here, introduce yourselves to two people you don't know. Say what you care about, what you're doing. You know, who knows what might happen, right? New job, new, you know, I don't know. New friend, new revolutionary, subversive colleague. So truly that our lives will be different and better because we were together today. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's Gloria Steinem bringing us to the end of this 77th edition of the Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance each week here on Monocle 24. You can find out more about the UBS partnership with Annie Leibovitz at ubs.com. Next week, our bulletin spotlight falls on Brazil, so be sure to tune in for that. In the meantime, listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via the usual channels. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.